So the number nine star is a celebration, graduation feel, because it is the last number of the feng shui. There are nine numbers, and this is number nine in the center for the year of the earth dog. And this is reading the feng shui calendar. And so let's go back to the beginning of the snake day. And remember, just today, the snake and the dragon in the compass direction in the Bagua of the southeast has the number five on it. So that is just for today. Now let's check in on the snake, and then the dragon can listen too, because this is your information as well for the month. And this is also how you would learn to read a calendar in feng shui. For the month, number three in the center, the number two is over in the dragon and the snake direction, which is also in feng shui, one of the stars that we do what's called a cure. And this is definitely a health cure in that direction. And now let's go to the year. Remember, we said the number nine is in the center. So the configuration of the Loshi with the nine in the center for the snake and the dragon in the Loshu in the southeast is a number eight star. And this is really a star that we actually love. And it is called a wealth star. And so it is a lot of different kinds of news when you look at the calendar. And there are a lot of different ways of practicing feng shui to do these three things for those three numbers that end up in that compass direction. And if this happens in every one of the eight directions around the compass, these numbers. And every time, for instance, I know that the numbers, even though there are nine numbers, the configuration does change every time the center number changes. You're going to get to know which numbers are, you know, you vibrate a lot easier with, and the ones that are more challenging. You're going to get to know that by hearing that a number over and over again that actually ends up in the location of your compass direction of your animal sign. It's super fun. If you want more help with that, though, you can contact Pathfinder and I at pathfinder1111@gmail.com, and we can pinpoint where you are in the Bagua Loshu compass. And this is your home. This is your space. And you start measuring your compass from the center, by the way, so that you can find which of the numbers are in your corner or your wall or your room in your home, and see which colors and which elements and which images and all kinds of really fun practices, ways of feng shui. And it's all encompassing. It's the I Ching, and which it means change. It means things change is what that means. And that is the Lo Shu that changes every day. And believe it or not, every hour it changes too, like that. It's time for our feng shui tip for today. And we are going to talk about fit friends forever. Yeah. When you're into fitness and you have a love for being fit, there are going to be people around you that are doing this too, and that you're going to vibrate sort of closer and closer towards, and they're going to become your friends. And it is so super fun. Now, the sports world in fitness, now they, and we know this very well, because when you work towards physical fitness together with and towards all kinds of goals, this friendship becomes super strong. And it's really fun to share I don't want to call it a hobby, but a love of physically fit with your friends. And so feel free to find those fit friends while you're practicing your physical fitness, and you will find fit friends forever. And for lots of forever and ever talk, with lots of help from Mother Earth and Pathfinder and the Thunder Nation. Here's Pathfinder.
Mahalo, Michiko. Mie no chunku uksape wachasha. My name is Pathfinder. Extend a heartfelt handshake to everyone around the world. Our many nations of listeners, thank you. We've been working with the 28 universal powers and thunder and the lightning. And the power of the thunder and the lightning, they say, is the whirlwind. And so the thunder, the lightning, and the whirlwind all go together, particularly in the powers of the north. They talk about the ancient being of the north, the ancient father of the north, as when he comes in with the whirlwind and with the thunder and with the lightning. And let us remember that one of the purposes of the North, one of the original purposes, is cleansing, to cleanse the earth. And that also has to do with sleep. The earth sleeps in the winter, you could say. And it also has to do with inner purification and also renewal. So there's purification, cleansing, renewal. It's kind of a pathway. In fact, it represents the pathway of the north in order to touch the heart of things when you're thinking about a medicine wheel. And so the thunder and the lightning and the whirlwind, they're our friends, particularly the thunder and the lightning. Sometimes the whirlwind seems a little bit much. This is like if you live in Oklahoma, Kansas, Wichita Falls, or nowadays even across the southeast. They've been having a lot of tornadoes across there. And this is the power of the wind. And just to talk to you just a moment about that, if you happen to be living in a place where they have these tornadoes, the tornadoes do listen to prayer, okay? And they do listen to the natural and the mystical laws. So, for instance, when I was living up in Pennsylvania, there was a pack of tornadoes that came across that mountainous region. You know, the mountains weren't too tall, but they were tall enough to be mountains and have lots of wildlife. And this pack of tornadoes, there must have been 8 to 16 little tornadoes or something, was off of that Hurricane Ivan many years ago. Well, I knew that there was a possibility that they were going to come through. And so what I did is I set up a medicine wheel on the west side of my house. And I prayed right there. And what I prayed was is that if a tornado came right there, that it would jump. Because they totally, you know, if you've ever noticed the behavior of a tornado, it's variable to the extreme. And so it maybe will only plow at most a mile area, and it'll skip houses and buildings when it wants to. So I was hoping that this would work. And sure enough, when that tornado came through, it did hop the house. And there were a couple others that were very nearby and knocked down a really big tree down near the creek, which was not far from the house. But this is an example. It says, with the Tornado Nation, you want to be amiable. You want to actually kind of invite them through. Okay, I had a dream once about the tornadoes, and it was in a house, and the house had lots of glass doors and windows. And the answer was, is don't try to hold it outside, because that won't work. It'll just lift the roof and drop the walls, okay? But to be amiable in your heart towards this nation. It's a couple little tips to help you in case you live in tornado country. And, of course, take cover. Absolutely take cover and pray. Now, the thunder and the lightning they're our friends. They're like soul-level friends to all humans who love truth and goodness and beauty. They're our protectors. When there are dark beings and strange influences that are unhealthy around, the thunder and the lightning helps to drive those out and helps to destroy them or return them to the balance that they're supposed to be. Sometimes things in life that they become unbalanced, and the elements within them themselves are completely okay, but they get themselves in a strange arrangement in the situations that they don't like. And so then you have the clashing, like the dog clashes with the dragon. You have that clashing energy that goes on, and then that creates the unhealthy influence. And so sometimes it's just returning the elements or the beings to the places where they're supposed to exist and to their original duties instead of where they might have gotten lost. Now, we're getting pretty close in on Earth changes. It's really starting to heat up. And then something else is now occurring, and that is that the planet Chiron, which some call a moon or the moon of Saturn, on the Rainbow Bridge is finishing the cycle of the equinoxes, in that it's moving from the 12th house of Pisces into the first house of Aries. And this direction of the Pisces to Aries, that's the eastern door, okay? So in other words, that's the spring equinox. And we have Chiron, who is very much about our personal, physical, emotional, mental, and even aspirational health, is moving from the place of completion to the place of beginning. And in there is that doorway of renewal. In there is that fire of resurrection. And this is one of the reasons why we celebrate Easter in the spring. Another reason we celebrate Easter in the spring is that it's one of the likely times of the birth of Jesus. It was actually in the spring. Okay, but that power of the resurrection and renewal is in the springtime. And right now, Chiron, who is the wounded centaur, the wounded healer, architect, he taught humanity so many high-minded aspirations of culture. This is him. It says he is moving across that gap and bringing us a new cycle of health. And I've heard that this is a 50-year cycle. Though somehow inside, I think it's a 48-year cycle. I think somehow it's actually in these 48s. And what this means is that all of us, come September, because there's going to be a little bit of retrograding. Chiron will retrograde back across to the 12th house before it finally moves forward. So it's kind of doing its little dance on the cosmic chasm there, the chasm of completion and new beginnings. And then we have a whole new body, a whole new emotional health cycle, a whole new mental health cycle that we're going to be going through, and it lasts about 50 years. And so this is like year of jubilee type of stuff, right? Okay, so in talking about the thunder and the lightning, they are purifiers and cleansers, especially of our nervous system. And then they also help to clean our emotional system. In terms of our body, our emotional system is very much connected to the glands of our body, the liquids that hold the potency of frequency, and through hormones and other chemicals within our bodies. And so the thunder and the lightning help to cleanse these humors, and it helps to reset our nervous system, in that when the energy goes through, it has the ability to reset all of those neurons, okay? And then in terms of mental healing, it's like it clears the junk off the outside, off the surface, off the inside. And the thunder and the lightning does this like very quick, you know, just like boom. And then we should take a moment to recollect ourselves, because the energy of that just like opens everything up, cleanses it. And then maybe even there's a little burnt smell, and then you come back together. So it's easier to fall apart and come together than it is to come apart and fall together. Actually, I think I said that opposite. The idea is that we can either choose to come apart and then to fall into divine order, or we can choose to fall apart and then come together, right? It's easier to fall together. And that means that we're depending on our natural DNA, and we're working with the Wu Wei in order for things to come back into their natural order. And this is very much what the thunder and the lightning do. Now, let's talk about some of their allies. Long time ago, one of the thunder beings, there was a battle in the heavens between the thunder beings and some other beings. And one of the thunder beings got injured somehow, because it got ganged up on by whoever these malefants were, and wounded this thunder being, and the thunder being came down to earth, and it was being chased, and so it was looking for a place to hide and couldn't find a place to hide, because these searchers seemed to be pretty good at finding things. They had some type of radar maybe with their minds. But then the thunder being heard a small voice and turned and looked, and it was the cedar tree. And the cedar tree said, come hide in me. I have the ability to hide you. And so this thunder being who was wounded climbed into this thick cedar tree. And sure enough, when those beings came near that area, they could not sense in any way that thunder being was there. And so they went and they searched elsewhere. And this gave that thunder and lightning being the chance to heal, and then forever a bond between the cedar tree and the lightning nation. And you notice that when we utilize the cedar, when we're praying with the cedar, when we burn the cedar, the cedar acts like it's got that little bit of thunder and lightning energy with it, because it does. Another ally of the great earth protectors, and I'm calling the thunder and the lightning great earth protectors. And by the way, the Holy Ghost in Christianity and Judaism, it's the Holy Ghost that carries the power of this thunder and the lightning. And so when the thunder and the lightning is present, so is the Sacred Mother. And so she's one of the allies, or she's actually part of the source of the thunder and lightning nations. And so when the thunder and lightning were chasing some of these ugly, diseased creatures that aren't supposed to be upon the face of the earth, they actually find their homes in the depths of the waters, these particular metaphysical beings. But they sometimes come up on the land and try to steal a kid or make somebody sick, or you know, cause some type of calamity. Well, it's the thunder and the lightning that tries to capture them, because the thunder and the lightning will either destroy them or return them to the world where they belong. And so one time when the thunder and lightning was trying to catch these creatures would find a pond to jump into or a lake to, usually they don't like moving water, so they would choose some stagnant water to jump into, and then they were able to dimensionally hide from the thunder and lightning. So the thunder and the lightning made an alliance with the Turtle Nation and gave the power of the thunder and the lightning along with the power of that turtle shell, because you notice that turtle shell has the 13 and 28 plates, and this represents the natural calendar, right? It represents the natural calendar. They have the power of the days. And it turned out that the turtle, so empowered, and by the fact that we all rest upon her back, was able to bite and eat and destroy these creatures as well. And so these creatures couldn't retreat and hide in the waters anymore. And for this reason, the earth was cleansed of these unhealthy influences to a great extent. And to this day, when we see a turtle with water, we know that that water is protected and spiritually clean. Part of the earth changes, we have the volcanoes, we have the strong winds coming, we have the earth rumblings, we have new types of ultraviolet light coming into us. We have higher base earth resonance frequencies, that we call it the Schumann sometimes, but it's her heartbeat and the movement of the electricity within her system is quadruple what it was. Let's just say it that way. And on top of all of this, among other things, is the lightning times. And when the lightning times come, and also come with that really big wind, it is very important that we learn to be still inside ourselves. For when the lightning is dropping all around like it is rain, be still like the Buddha in you.
Mahalo, Pathfinder. And thanks to all of you for tuning in to Aloha Healers Network. Great, big, warm spring, breezy hugs from Pathfinder and I straight to you all. And we close Aloha Healers Network by Reiki Principles. Today, I let go of anger. Today, I let go of worry. Today, I'm thankful and give thanks for my many blessings. Today, I'm kind with honor and respect to all living beings. I do my work honestly.
Allah!